Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today I will summarize and review the book. Anne Lamott's Somehow Thoughts on Love is a heartfelt exploration into the complexities of love in its various forms. Lamott, known for her candid and insightful prose, delves deep into the human condition, examining the ways in which love impacts our lives. Through personal anecdotes, reflective musings, and her characteristic wit, Lamott offers readers a guide to navigating love's myriad landscapes. This book serves as a beacon of hope and understanding, shining a light on the often tumultuous, yet ultimately rewarding aspects of loving and being loved. With her unique voice, Lamott touches on the power of forgiveness, the importance of vulnerability, and the unbreakable bonds formed through genuine connection. Somehow, Thoughts on Love is not just a book about love. It's an invitation to experience it in all its messy glory. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the nature of love. Anne Lamott's exploration of the nature of love delves into its complexity and multifaceted character. Love, as Lamott describes, is not a singular emotion, but a spectrum that encompasses joy, pain, sacrifice, and ecstasy. Through personal stories and observations, she illustrates how love's true essence is often found in its ability to transform us, to break us open and expose our most vulnerable selves. Lamott argues that it is through this vulnerability that we find strength and connection. The nature of love, with its capacity to heal and hurt, serves as a central theme in Lamott's reflections, encouraging readers to embrace love's entirety, with all its contradictions and beauty. Secondly, forgiveness and healing. Forgiveness is a recurring theme in Somehow Thoughts on Love, where Anne Lamott presents it as both a gift to oneself and a foundational element of love. She shares deeply personal anecdotes where forgiveness led to profound healing, suggesting that love cannot truly flourish without the ability to forgive. Lamott eloquently discusses the challenges and liberations that come with forgiving those who have caused us pain, including the ultimate act of self-love. Forgiving ourselves. This section of the book emphasizes that healing from past wounds is essential for the heart to remain open and for love to grow unencumbered by resentment or bitterness. Thirdly, the power of connection. Lamott illuminates the power of human connection and its central role in our experience of love. By sharing stories from her own life and the lives of those around her, she underscores how our relationships with others provide a mirror through which we can see ourselves more clearly. This connection, according to Lamott, is the foundation upon which love is built. It is through our interactions with family, friends, and even strangers that we learn the most about love, empathy, and kindness. The author champions the idea that in our increasingly isolated world, making genuine connections is more important than ever for fostering love and understanding. Fourthly, vulnerability is strength, and Lamott turns the conventional notion of vulnerability on its head, portraying it not as a weakness, but as an inherent strength. In Somehow Thoughts on Love, she makes a compelling case for the beauty of being open and vulnerable in relationships. Lamott shares personal narratives that demonstrate how embracing our fears, insecurities, and imperfections can lead to deeper connections and a more authentic experience of love. This emphasis on vulnerability is a call to action for readers to lower their guards and allow love to enter, fully aware of the risks, but also the profound rewards. Lastly, love's transformative power. The transformative power of love stands out as a significant theme in Lamott's work. She articulates how love has the capacity to change us from the inside out, guiding us towards becoming our best selves. Through various anecdotes and reflections, Lamott illustrates the ways in which love can lead to personal growth, self-discovery, and even redemption. She emphasizes that love's ability to transform is not limited to romantic relationships, but is also present in platonic, familial, and self-love. This transformative power is presented as a journey, one that is often challenging and unpredictable, but ultimately rewarding and enlightening. In conclusion, for those seeking to understand the profound impact love can have on our lives, Somehow Thoughts on Love by Anne Lamott is an essential read. It navigates the reader through the emotional landscapes of love, highlighting its capacity to heal, transform, and connect us in the deepest ways. Lamott's reflections are particularly beneficial for anyone grappling with issues of forgiveness, seeking deeper connections, or aiming to embrace vulnerability as a strength. This book serves as a reminder that while love may not always be easy, its profound impact on our lives makes the journey worthwhile. Somehow, Thoughts on Love encourages readers to engage with love fully, with all its complexities and joys, making it a valuable addition to anyone's personal library. If you would like to support Anne Lamott, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.